on WGLT Normal, Illinois, from the campus of Illinois State University in Normal, Illinois. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. That's Andy Farber's band from New York City, and Gershwin's The Man I Love. Kicking off hour two of Radio Munson, Andy was playing alto saxophone, and I played a little tenor saxophone as well, although that tenor sax solo at the end was Mark Phaneuf, and Dan Block was a guy on clarinet, and who was it? Art Barron was a guy who was playing trombone. On our little Thursday evening gig, and I'm glad you're with us, the sun has done set on us. It's just going to be a beautiful evening. Clear skies tonight, 65. Sunny and 88 tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 67. And then sunny again Saturday, high 88. Maybe some rain, possibly Monday, possibly Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. They're not saying it's going to rain all three of those days, but they're saying there's a possibility of all three of the first work days of next week. Right now, as the Deep Purple fallen on Sleepy Garden Wallen, I wonder.
When the deep purple falls over Sleepy Garden walls and the stars begin to wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight.
Artie Shaw's band and Artie's clarinet with Helen Forrest, his thrush at the time. She sang with several of the bands. Helen Forrest. That was a song they were singing when they came back to campus at Illinois State Normal University, the teacher's college in Illinois, back in 1939 when that song was popular. Well, they were moving in today. They've been moving in really all week, although in bigger numbers yesterday and today. And as far as I know, things have gone fairly well. The campus is now heavily populated just outside our studios here this evening. Everybody's outdoors. They're having a big party in the middle of the quadrangle. And it's just a gorgeous night for it. I think the moms and dads are stopping at the drugstore to get something to relieve that back pain from helping them move in. But, boy, I saw dads schlepping pallets and those carts. What do you call it? Pallets on wheels. And then they had these two-wheeled carts. And then they had these dollies that they were pulling with a rope. I mean, they were on wheels, these dollies, and they were pulling those things, trying to wait their turn on for the elevators to get upstairs to some of the tall dorms, particularly Watterson Towers here on the campus. Is it still the tallest college dormitory in America? I would think it is because, you know, they're not building college dorms like they were once upon a time. Maybe this 19 stories or 20 stories, maybe that'll all be a thing of the past by the time my grandkids get old enough to go away to school and no more schlepping. I can hear it now. Mr. Munson, would you like the, what do you want? You want the cart or you want that other pallet thing? Or do you want the dolly? Boy, I know what I'd say.
Hello, dolly. Well, hello, dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, dolly, and I can tell. Darling, you still crowing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, you fellas, find her an empty knee, you fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, you fellas, have a little faith in me, you fellas.
Bobby Darin, that's a Richard West arrangement with his band for Mr. Darin. That must have been about 1964, wasn't it? Hello, Dolly was the big song then, and it harkened back to an earlier day. Music has always done that, revived things from the past, images, in some cases, complete songs, many cases, actually, complete songs. I was thinking about something that Jimmy Lunsford's band did in 1939 when Cy Oliver, the great arranger, was working for Lunsford. And Oliver decided to take a tune out of the 1920s and the early 30s, and out of the I guess it was World's Fair years when Ain't She Sweet, it wasn't when it was introduced, but that's when, I guess a late 1920s creation. Eddie Cantor had sung it in vaudeville, and while he was singing it in his vaudeville act, a shapely blonde charlestoned across the stage. Although at this stage of her career, she was fully clothed and didn't carry any fans, so nobody really recognized her as Sally Rand until the World's Fair. It was a non-speaking part. Cy Oliver chose a slow tempo for his version of Ain't She Sweet in 1939, in contrast to that usual peppy beat. And improvisations extended beyond the melody into the lyrics themselves, and with the term solitude, solitude being used as a superlative of solid. Yeah. It's Lunsford's band. Trombonist Trauma Young led the little trio that sang those very hip lyrics.
she's sweet. See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? Solitude, I repeat, the chick is mellow, don't you think she's neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Cast an eye in that direction, Papa, and dig that jive from fore to aft.
Pops, that's perfection.
Solid.
Take it, baby.
Solitude, I repeat, that's a fine thing cutting up down the street.
Do you dig me? I mean confidentially.
Ain't she sweet?
Trima Young and the Trio with Jimmy Lunsford's band, first time around 1939 for that one, Solitude. I hope you'll do me a solid and let me know where you're listening to Radio Months, and you can email me at don@wglt.org. don@wglt.org. You think that's an old song resurrected? How about the Glenn Miller Band with Bill Finnegan's arrangement in 1941, resurrecting a song from the Civil War? It was the Modern Heirs who sang the lyric then. Now it's a quintet called Quintessence. Quintessence. And they sing with Tom Cunningham's Washington, D.C. band. That's the rage out there these days.
And they'll all turn out,
and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Get ready for the Jubilee.
Hooray, hooray.
We'll get three cheers from you and me.
Hooray, hooray.
Uncle Sam will prove he's still the champ. Close up shop and we'll break up camp.
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home.
Support for GLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
providing a weekly calendar of events.
Hi, this is Crystal Howard, Director for the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Here are some of the great events happening in our area this weekend. The Normal Corn Belters will host the Washington Wild Things on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Corn Crib. The Danvers Days Festival is at the Danvers Village Park Friday through Sunday, featuring a parade, live entertainment, carnival rides, and a 5K race. On Saturday, Corps of McLean is holding their second annual Get Your 6.6 on Route 66 Run Walk. The race begins at 8:30 on historic Route 66 at the entrance of Funk's Grove Maple Syrup. Downtown Bloomington Association will host an outdoor farmers market on Saturday on Museum Square from 7:30 until noon. The Prairie Aviation Museum will host an open cockpit day on Saturday from 10 to 4. For more information on these events or to submit your own event, contact us at visitbn.org.
That's what I call Ball and the Jack. Yeah, it's a great old song done by Bob Crosby and his big band. He had a band within a band and then smaller groups than that in a band within a band. It was an interesting group, Bob Crosby. He was a very popular band leader, younger brother of Bing Crosby. And he had these two guys, the bass player and the drummer, who accidentally stumbled on one of the biggest hits the band ever had, although the two of them pretty much soloed on it. The band was playing at the Black Hawk Restaurant in Chicago, there in the Loop, on Wabash Street, underneath the L tracks. And that was a favorite spot at the time, elegant nightclub restaurant. And a lot of the big bands would appear there. And Bob Crosby had his band in there, and there was a break. I forget why. There was a newscast from the network headquarters in New York or whatever. And so the band was just sort of noodling around. Several of them got up off the bandstand and got themselves something cool to drink. And, you know, it was a restroom break. Some of them would go out and talk to the patrons. But Bob Haggart, the bassist, and Ray Baduk, who is the drummer, were noodling around on a song that Bob Haggart had been working on, where he played his bass and Ray Baduk played the drums, and Bob Haggart whistled a little bit. He wasn't a great whistler, but he did it anyway. Anyway, it was popular enough that Crosby put it in the band's act, and eventually they recorded it. And many years later, this would have been about 1940, probably about 1940. Many years later, in fact, right at the end of the last century, I think it was 1997 or 1998, Bob Haggart had turned 80 years old, still played great bass, and he decided to record that song one more time. Ray Baduk had passed on by that time, passed to other things, and Bob Haggart brought in John Bunch to play piano and Bucky Pizzarelli to play guitar on this more recent version of Big Noise from Winnetka. Bob Haggart still had it when he was 80 years old. He couldn't hit all those notes on Big Noise from Winnetka, which he wrote for one of the Chicago suburbs. But I don't think he could back in 1940 when they recorded it the first time. Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar and John Bunch on piano. Bob Haggart on bass.
walks along the highway.
Will Bradley playing that bass trombone and his band and Celery Stalks. What do they call that? Celery Stalks at Midnight. Celery Stalks at Midnight. Here on Radio Munson. I'm Don. We do this on Thursday nights. I have a Facebook page, you know, at Radio Munson. Check it out. Les Paul and Mary Ford next. Erase them tonight. The weather is just great. Clear skies out there. You should be able to see the moon tonight. Is that a paper moon out there? I think maybe it is. Here are Rosie Clooney and John Pizzarelli.
Oh, it's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Oh, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Thank you.
honky-tonk parade.
Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe
if you believed in me.
Oh, I do believe in you.
Me too, in you I do.
Oh, it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. And I do.
Today's programming is made possible in part by GLT Day sponsors Lori and John Wohlrab, who have happily listened to GLT and attended GLT events for 25 years. Lori and John are grateful to the station for enriching their lives in so many ways and say, thank you, GLT. To learn how you can become a day sponsor, call 309-438-8910 or go to WGLT.org.
It's cozy in the park tonight when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming, starting chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kiss and kiss, ooh, all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the Late Late Show. Park tonight, when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming, starting chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kiss, kiss, all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, 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 at the Late Late Show.
Dakota Staten. That muted trumpet was, of course, Harry Sweets Edison. Here on Radio Munson, Thursday nights. I don't know what you were doing 50 years ago this summer, but almost certainly, if you had the radio on, you heard Sinatra's latest with a Billy May arrangement.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam
Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz. And each time I leave, Chicago is tugging sleeve. Chicago is the Wrigley Building. Chicago is the Union Stockyard. Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's more
Years ago, 1965, summer of the year, we were listening to Sinatra singing with Billy May's band about our neighbor to the northeast. And, you know, there's something special about summer songs. I mean, even if they have nothing to do with summer, you just remember them because emotions are more intense, I think, in summertime. In 1942, in the summer, Harry James took to his trumpet with a band and recorded Sleepy Lagoon. Harry James, the trumpeter, and his band, 1942. That was the number one song in America for quite a few weeks during the summer of 1942. I'm Don Munson. We check some news from NPR at the top of the hour, and then Evening Jazz keeps on cooking. Any questions?
I wonder why you keep me waiting.
That was a pretty special blending of voices, wasn't it? The Four Freshmen. And that was Bob Flanagan, one of the Four Fresh, playing trombone. Those guys hung on for a long, long time. There's still a shadow. I guess if it's a quartet, can you call it a shadow band? I think you can. There's a shadow Four Freshmen out there right now who are pretty true to their roots, seems to me. If you go to Las Vegas, they're almost always playing somewhere in Las Vegas. Well, we're going to make a stop for the news at just at 9 o'clock for NPR News, and then Evening Jazz keeps on cooking with Sonny Clark and Arthur Blythe, Curtis Stigers during the next hour, Oscar Peterson right after NPR News, and if you ask real carefully, Errol Garner will play Misty for you. Yeah. Good weather. Clear skies and 65 tonight, sunny and 88 tomorrow. And then a partly cloudy night tomorrow night, and still only down to about 67, and a pleasant day Saturday, a little warmer, mostly sunny and about 88 degrees. Sunday looks good as well. Next chance for rain, sun about Monday through Wednesday, the way they see it right now. Well, that's Ray Brown playing bass there with Ed Thigpen on drums. You know them as part of the Oscar Peterson trio, and Kenny Burrell on guitar for Blossom Dearie.
burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. Party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. The party's over. It's all over, my friend.
Blossom Dearie playing piano and singing the lyrics. Ray Brown on bass. Ed Thigpen on guitar. Yeah. We're going to let Benny Carter close out Radio Munson tonight with a melancholy lullaby. Benny Carter's great alto saxophone with Melancholy Lullaby to close out Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, Illinois. Thanks for listening tonight. I'll see you next Thursday evening. Have a great week, everybody.